Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse, where Alexandra has just arrived.
Alexandra? I'm surprised to see you here.
Sorry for stopping by unannounced, Larissa, but I was on my way home and I got the urge to see that sweet little nephew of mine.
Look, I don't know if that's such a good idea. In fact, I'm sure it isn't.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
What do you mean? I haven't been able to reach Andy, so I don't know what kind of custody agreement you worked out, but you don't mind if a loving aunt sees Addison from time to time, do you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
Now you look, Larissa. That baby's a Jones, and you just have to accept that.
No, Alexandra. You have to accept the fact that Andrew gave up his rights to see Addison, and by default, so do you.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Wait, you mean you don't know? Andy gave me full custody of Addison and signed away all of his parental rights. Addison no longer has a father.
Oh, there's no way my brother would do that, Larissa. No way, come on.
Well, he did. And for some measly cash, once a gigolo, always a gigolo. I'm sorry, Alexandra, but I'm not raising my baby as a Jones, and that's that.
That baby needs a father. How dare you pay off Andy when you know he's so desperate?
Don't make excuses for that loser. Addison will have a father someday, as soon as I find a decent one for him, not Andrew Jones.
This isn't over, Larissa. I'm going to find my brother and beat some sense into him. There has to be some way to change this.
You can try that, but it won't work. I'm having Addison's name changed to Davies, just like mine.
Davies? That's not even your maiden name. Your dead husband isn't Addison's father. Andy is, and he always will be.
Well, if I have anything to say about it, and I do, then Addison will never know Andrew Jones even existed.
At Heidi's studio apartment, Clint has just arrived.
So what's up, Heidi?
Clint, your mother was here earlier.
Oh, God. How did she know where you lived?
I have no idea. Maybe from the fund set up for Carl's funeral. She threatened me, Clint.
Threatened you? How?
She told me that if I didn't stop seeing you, that she was going to have me arrested for statutory rape.
Heidi, she's just blowing off some steam.
Is your mother a lawyer, Clint? I don't think that she would be making these kinds of threats if she didn't mean it.
She's just trying to scare you. I'm not going to let her intimidate us. She can't tell me who I can and can't see.
I'm graduating from nursing school next week, Clint. I don't need any trouble from your mother. Maybe it's best if we stop seeing each other.
No, we can't let her get away with this. You and I made love, and it was amazing. She wants me to stay a little boy forever, and it's just not happening.
So what should we do?
Look, I can handle my mom. Don't worry about it.
Are you sure? I don't want to be let off in handcuffs or anything. Let me get that. Hi.
Are you Heidi Bradford?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing here, Joe?
Hi, Cliff. Miss Bradford, Connie Richards has filed a complaint against you claiming that you had sex with her minor son. I need to ask you a few questions.
At his apartment, Rex has just arrived home with Perry.
I can't believe your mom is finally gone.
Neither can I. I'm going to stop by her apartment tomorrow to check on her.
How are things going between the two of you?
Oh, I just don't know. She still hasn't accepted my relationship with you, and I think there's going to be a strain between us until she does.
Do you think it would help if I talked to her?
I'm not sure that's a good idea, Perry.
It couldn't hurt, right?
Well, I guess not.
So since we're alone here, for once, why don't we take full advantage of the situation?
You read my mind. But first, there's something I want to give you.
A ring box?
Open it.
Okay. A key?
That's a key to this apartment. It's yours. I know we've talked about this before, but I wanted to make it official, Perry. Move in here with me. Your lease is up soon, and it's the perfect time.
Are you sure about this, Rex? It's such a big step.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
Oh, Rex. I love you so much.
I love you too, Perry.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is working at the nurse's station when Kyle Carpenter walks up.
Hello there.
Hi, may I help you?
Yes, you probably recognize me from my reports on the 6 and 11 o'clock Channel 6 News, right?
Actually, no. I can't stand Channel 6. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Kyle Carpenter, and we received a tip from an Alexandra Jones that this psych ward has had 3 escapes in the past year, and I'd like to interview you about that on camera, if you don't mind.
Interview me? I don't think so. You'll need to speak to Dr. Hunt.
Dr. Hunt? Where is he?
He's in his office. Do you want me to call him?
Sure, but maybe you can answer a few questions for me first.
Look, buddy, I'm not answering anything, so you can lay off the charm and deal with Dr. Hunt.
Are you just in a bad mood, or do you always have such a sunny disposition?
Do you always stick your nose into other people's personal business?
Wow. Okay, I can see I'm getting nowhere here. Why don't you call Dr. Hunt, and I'll speak to him directly.
Fine. What did you say your name was again?
That's Kyle. K-Y-L-E Carpenter.
Got it. Wait right here.
At his penthouse, Charlie is lying in bed with Gretchen.
I can't believe we just made love.
Me neither. I've been waiting for this since forever.
Oh, come on. We've known each other less than a year.
Well, it seemed like forever. I was really anticipating this.
And did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, Miss Gretchen, that is absolutely impossible. Those were just dreams. This was real. I could touch you. And I could feel you. You were amazing.
Thank you.
Who the hell could that be?
Are you expecting anyone?
No, not at all. But go away. Let's just ignore it. Are you ready for another round, Miss Gretch?
Why, Charlie Dean.
Let me get that and get rid of whoever the hell it is interrupting this perfect moment. But first, let me steal a kiss. Mwah. Be right back.
Don't be long.
Okay, what is the urgency? Oh my God. Adriana?
Hello, Charlie.
Thank you.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.